With your Duster Today podcast report, I'm Albert McBride. Our top story today, we take a look at the various faculty additions here at LCU. For more, here is Nathan Carcino.
A new school year underway brings about various changes to the LCU staff. Most notably, English professor Kenneth Hawley was appointed the Associate Provost of Academic Affairs. Here's what Dr. Hawley had to say about this new position and the future of LCU.
So the Associate Provost for Academic Affairs works with the Provost to help implement all the plans related to our strategic plan for the university over the next few years, and works with deans and chairs and faculty members to make sure that everything that we're planning and doing is consistent with our mission and our vision, and make sure that as we grow these new programs and engage in these new projects that we have on the horizon, that everything that we do not only helps grow the university, but helps strengthen the university. And I'm looking forward to that.
Other new faculty announcements include Yvette Davidson serving as the new Dining Services Director, Dr. Jody Redding, who was promoted to the Vice President of Enrollment Management, and Reagan Branch, the Resident Director of the Rec Center Apartments and soon to be the RD at the new state-of-the-art residence building, Gullo Hall, this spring.
In other news, the South Plains Fair, which opened last Friday, September 22nd, yet again features involvement of LCU's associates. Here's Brennan Riker with more.
The South Plains Fair is here, and LCU has once again opened its annual corn and pie booth. The corn and pie booth has been a staple of the South Plains Fair and the LCU community for over a decade, providing additional funding for the university and its endeavors. A key element of this partnership is the inclusion of resident assistants as workers for the booths. Director of Res Life, Sonny Park, said this about the participation of RAs, quote, "As Res Life, we make sure that the evening shifts at the corn and pie booths are covered. Res Life has been helping the LCU associates with the corn and pie booth since 2011. The LCU associates and Res Life will be continuing to work hard at the South Plains Fair until it closes on September 30th.
For our last story of the night, here's Reagan Hill with a look at this year's Rush schedule.
Rush has officially begun at LCU, as social clubs have now put on their first few mixers of the 2023 year. Rush is a great way for freshmen, transfers, and returning LCU students to get involved with the university and meet other students on campus. Quantania's Dad Barbecue is Thursday, September 28th from 5 to 7 p.m. in the mall area. Zeta Gamma is hosting a movie night in the KR Parlor also on the 28th from 7 to 9 p.m. Sub T16 is having a flower bomb mixer Friday, September 29th from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Rec Fields. CD's is having donuts and doms in the KR Parlor September 30th from 3 to 5 p.m. And finally, Kappa Phi Kappa and Alpha Chi Delta will be holding an 80s-themed skate mixer at Roll Arena Saturday, September 30th from 6 to 8 p.m. Be sure not to miss out on all the fun.
For the Duster Today podcast report, I'm Albert McBride.